Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I said I just got back from baby. The big white house on the hill.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brian Matamor is here. He's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, author of 21 Days to a Big Idea. That's his new book, Creating Breakthrough Business Concepts. And Brian with a Y, Matamor with two T's. Yes. Brian, thanks again for being here. Okay, so I don't want to change your... I don't want to change your plan. I don't want to, you know, small business owners want to be innovative, and we want to not get run over by somebody else's innovation. And sometimes I wonder if that isn't what most small business owners deal with, is they're more focused on not getting run over than they are about leading. You know, they're so worried about being you know, crushed than they are about crushing somebody else. And so how do we convert a 21-day big idea? I know you work with a lot of big companies too. How do we take the 21 days and apply it to a small business? Or could it be 7 days?
Well, it could be. The reason it's 21 days is, and this is an hour a day, you know, and you don't have to do it in 21 days. You could do it over 6 months. The reason it's 21 days is because to get, you know, a really big ideas, you want to build the habit of it, and you want to get a lot of ideas. So you go through the course in this book, you're going to come up with 20, 30, 40, 50 ideas. Mm-hmm. And of that, you'll have some great ones, but you'll, frankly, the bigger benefit is that you'll know how to come up with ideas on an ongoing basis. It's really about building a habit.
That's it, isn't it? It's not so much the point of your book. Obviously, you want big ideas to be the product, but the point is to develop a culture of this in the company, isn't it?
Absolutely.
To get people thinking, okay, and at the end of the 21 days, I guess, You don't say, okay, we're done with that now. You just keep going, right?
You keep going. And you know, to make this viable, because we know, you know, companies can't, small guys can't spend all this time, right? So maybe you do it over at lunch, you know, and you do it for you know, 10 weeks or something, two times a week, and you get your employees around, and you have pizza, and you go through this, and you come up with some ideas, and then you move on. And so it's a very simple, easy, and frankly fun, you know, a big idea club, a big idea book club, whatever you want to call it. It's a fun way for everybody to start this process of contributing, to generating and contributing ideas to the company.
What if you assign this to someone else? If you're the owner, you're the alpha member of the company, you're the founder of the company, but maybe you find someone who's a pretty good follow-through person, and maybe they're a little more right brain than some other folks, and you give them the responsibility of conducting these things, and tell them, you know, in other words, this is your responsibility to make sure that we have these sessions, and that you know, this is what I want you to report back to the group how we're doing.
Oh, I think it's a fantastic idea, because, you know, often the CEO, the president, the leader, or whatever, people are, not that they're intimidated, but we often recommend that it not be the CEO who does this work, because you want that environment of anything is possible and stupid ideas.
And you might not even attend all of them, right?
You might attend none of them.
Oh, okay, maybe none of them. Okay, that's a little scary.
you want to attend some of them probably, because you want to put your two cents in and see everybody, you're excited about it and you support it.
But so I'm thinking you attend the first one and say, okay, folks, I've given this to Sue to be responsible for, to turn our company into a more innovative company, and to create an innovative culture. We're going to use the 21 ideas for 21 days to a big idea. I want you to know that I've asked her to do it, but I want you to know that I am serious about this. Please give us your attention on this. Please participate. I'll see you later.
Yeah, no, I think it's great, and obviously you want to be reporting back and checking in so you're aligned and all that. But no, I think it's a great idea. And by the way, you know, what area are these big ideas in? They could be obviously new products. That's where we go to first.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing is these could be new sales ideas. You know, maybe that is, and I think your research has shown, Jim, with smaller companies, that's the biggest challenge these days.
Mm-hmm.
So focus it on generating new sales, for instance. And
wouldn't each person bring their own ideas for their own departments? I mean, delivery's going to have theirs, accounting's going to have theirs, the clerks are going to have theirs, and then you can have a session where you say, okay, this session we're going to talk about what happens when we overlap. What happens when shipping does business with delivery receiving does business with delivery or purchasing or whatever, right?
Absolutely, and you've identified one of the key components, elements, prerequisites, if you will, when we do this work. You want cross functionality because you know you've been with Phil and Sue for the last 20 years in your accounting department. You need outsiders, even within the company, to trigger you to new ideas. And so, yeah, you want that cross-functionality.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Brian, I need your website one more time.
It's Growth Engine. It's www.growth-engine.com. There's a hyphen between growth
right.
and engine.
And then find the books wherever books are sold.
Well, yeah, wherever books are sold. Certainly the easiest is to get it on Amazon, I would say.
Is there a website for the book?
Well, they could just go to my website.
Growth-engine.com.
Dot com, yeah.
Okay, 21 Days to a Big Idea by Brian Matamor. Also, don't forget his first one, Idea Stormers. Hey, Brian, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Really appreciate
it. Brian Matamor, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.